The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Peter began to say to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." And Jesus said to him, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands, with persecution and eternal life in the age to come. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. The theme of this Gospel appears many times over in the four Gospels, and it's a search, keeping in mind that when the disciples first were called to follow Jesus, they thought that Jesus was a worldly Messiah. They were looking for worldly power. They were looking for a messianic person who would restore the dignity and the power and the glory of Israel. And therefore, in the following of Jesus, you will find they will argue about who is the most important and who should be first and who should have power and who should be closest to the Lord. It's a human thing. They're not highly motivated when they first follow Jesus. They're following him because they think he will restore the glory of Israel. And in fact, you will find if you follow the journey of Jesus' followers, that until the Holy Spirit comes upon them at Pentecost, until that happens, they will not become the true and full disciples of the Lord. They will not go out and sacrifice, and martyrdom will be part of the journey. But that only happens when the Holy Spirit comes upon them. Until that time, they're investing their interest and their time and the journey of their life for some kind of worldly reward. And we all do that in some ways. You know, we do our novenas, we're looking for things, we're asking the Lord to give us what we want. And somehow we have to be called by the Holy Spirit to move beyond a demand from God. I mean, we're tempted sometimes to say, "Well, I have lived a good life and why should I have this misfortune?" And somehow there's a mysterious quality to discipleship. It includes surrender to Jesus Christ. They will be given brothers, sisters, lands, and so forth, but they will also be given persecution. There will be sacrifice in following Jesus Christ. It's the way of the Lord. It's the way of life. It's a visitation that comes to everybody in life. And the invitation of the gospel is to integrate into a condition of discipleship, the difficult and challenging reversals we have in life. How to weave this into a spiritual journey, that becomes the great challenge. And it's a challenge for the first followers of Jesus. He said, "The first will be last, and the last will be first." He's speaking about the worldly people, the powerful people. They will be last in discipleship. And those who are empty and in poverty and struggling and so forth, in spiritual poverty, and they are the ones that will somehow emerge, totally surrendering to Jesus Christ. So listen to this gospel. In the Buddhist tradition, there is an interesting parable told about this man who was invoking the Buddha. And he was asking him all the time for things. And the Buddha seemed the story says the Buddha got tired of him asking. So the Buddha said, I will give you three requests. I will answer three requests of yours. What, only three? Well, that sounded pretty good. So he thought to himself for a while, and then he said, well, I think I would like to get rid of my wife, and I'd like to get a new, younger person. Well, that happens sometimes, okay. So he went back to the Buddha, and he said, I'll take my wife to die, and because I'd like to look at the field. So in due time, the Buddha was very sad, but the wife died. And then they had a big funeral for her. And everybody began to say nice things about her and how fantastic she was and how wonderful she was and what a gift she was. And he thought to himself, well, maybe she wasn't that bad. Maybe I made a bad judgment here. Okay, so back to the Buddha, he said, I want her back. Well, the Buddha was happy about that, so she came back. But now she's a bit nervous, you know, because he has one more request left. So he goes back to the Buddha and he says, I don't know what to ask for. He said, if I ask for money and worldly things, but I don't have love in my life, I will be miserable. If I have love in my life, but I don't have any of the worldly goods, I'll be miserable too. I don't know what to ask for. What should I ask for? And the Buddha said, ask for the grace to be satisfied. Then you will walk in peace. And in some ways, it appears in the gospel today. The Lord blesses us. The Lord gives us gifts. The power of the Holy Spirit gives us the grace we need to fill, to lead a life that is full and meaningful and so forth. It will involve sacrifices and reversals. It will require somehow distractions in life, but bring everything into the presence of the Lord and walk in peace. Ask for the grace to be satisfied wherever you are in your life. It's imperfect. It's not exactly what I want, but breathe in the Holy Spirit and ask for the grace to be satisfied. And then take a second look at life, and it may look quite different. Amen.